Did you know that there is something called the Irish Porridge Making Championship?
Hell yeah. Paddy O, remember he represented Ireland in the International Porridge Making Championships.
Well, it's time for him to step aside and for some new porridge blood,
which sounds disgusting.
take that off the menu, to enter the fray. And here to help us find out how to get in and also to talk about all the wonderful stuff she can do in a kitchen. It's Rachel Allen. Good morning, Rachel.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you?
How are you? Great, thanks. How are you doing?
We're great. In fact, we're very excited because we have Rachel Allen on the phone, but we also have our very own other Rachel Allen here too. Hi, other Rachel.
Hi, Rachel Allen here. How are you? Good morning.
Hi, Rachel Allen here. How are you? Good morning.
Yes. This is going to be great.
Was that Dermot or Dave?
Oh, that's Rachel.
I heard. Yeah.
It might be Dermot,
but it's Rachel. Rumors wheeling. Rachel, thanks so much for talking to us today. The Porridge Championships. I mean, who knew we needed this?
Oh, it's very important. It's going to be really good fun. It's it's going on this Saturday in Callihill. And I'm one of the esteemed judges. I'm very excited about not having breakfast that morning. Paddy O'Connell, who is Paddy O, he is starting this. So it's the first ever Irish National Porridge Championship.
Do you eat porridge yourself?
I love porridge.
Yeah, because I mean, like, when he was on talking to us about the championships, like, he terrified us with the name of the championships, because the world ones are called the Golden Spurtle.
Yeah, do you know what a spurtle is?
No, that's terrifying. What is it?
A spurtle is this long, it's like a wooden spoon, but it doesn't have a spoon at the end. It's something that you stir sparge.
With your spurtle.
With your spurtle.
Okay, right. Well, now that you are...
And actually, funnily enough, the winner mm-hmm. of the Irish National Porridge Championship this Saturday in Callihill will actually get their very own emerald spurtle, which is made of bog oak by Alan Meredith. Yeah.
Very cool.
Emerald spurtle. Mm. And now that you are a judge, what makes the perfect porridge?
Well, there are going to be two different sections. There's going to be the traditional and then the speciality. So the traditional, it is just oats, water and salt that you can use. And so people, I'm expecting people will be coming with their holy water with their special local oats. I'm serious, with their special local salt. You could even make the salt yourself. You could go out, get some seawater, boil it in a saucepan until it reduces down to nothing but salt in the bottom. So
right. There
are all sorts of things you could do.
I'm just not convinced that that's like, you call it the traditional. I would call it just the depressing, you know, porridge, oats, water and salt. Like Peg Sayers is knocking around there for sure.
Get your shoals on. That could be really good. But then, of course, you can add to it what you like. Cream, brown sugar, whiskey, whatever you like.
What do you like in your own porridge?
Well, I don't normally have whiskey in my porridge in the morning. Cream and brown sugar. Or golden syrup. I actually love in porridge as well.
Oh,
cream, golden syrup.
It's very Moorish, all right. I like that.
You know you're staying in a good quality B&B if you get that. If you can judge a B&B on the quality of its porridge, I think.
I think that's a very good point. Yeah. People should come along anyway on Saturday. If they do want to find out more, can I just say they can look up www.callihill.ie, because there are going to be lots of different things going on, you know, for all the family. And there's a granola bar making competition for children.
Oh, brilliant.
And there's going to be hike storytelling, tours of Callihill Castle as well, and music events.
And that's all the County Leash, of course, we should tell everyone.
Yeah. And then there's also, as part of this, The Folly, which is a music and comedy weekend. First ever gender balanced music and comedy weekend.
Callihill.ie,
and
lads.
That's on Friday and Saturday.
Well,
yeah.
Callihill is in County Leash. We should point out people don't know.
Listen, we've got some texts in from listeners, so I'd like to put them to the Rachels. So the first one is, porridge, is it better with milk or water, says John Balnaslow. What do you think? What do you think, Rachel?
I personally make it with half and half.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. And do you put them in at the same time?
If I'm soaking the oats overnight, I soak them in water and I put milk in the next day when I'm making it.
Right. Rachel...
And then cream after that.
Cream, of course. John's question, porridge better with milk or water?
I would say it's... I would be inspired by my range at O'Brien's Sandwich Bars. And I would use water.
Yeah.
But I would use something from our Mexicano range. I would drop in some guacamole,
yeah,
some pesto, and some refried beans into the
delicious
porridge, and then wash it down with a glass of water.
That sounds lovely, Rachel.
Maven Tipperary Town says, what are the best toppings for porridge? What do you think, Rachel?
Well, bananas, always great. I tend to be fairly purist and just keep it quite simple.
Right.
I'm not too into putting lots of fruit in, like lots of juicy fruit or berries. I kind of think keep those separate personally, but I know lots of people like fruit in the porridge. But banana is one thing I do like in there. Yeah, I'm just quite, you know, cream with a bit of golden syrup.
Yeah, sounds really delicious. Rachel, what would you put in yours?
Some toppings?
Yeah.
I'd say about a top hat.
From the Monopoly game.
It looks elegant. It's perfect for summer evenings when their friends are calling round for a barbecue.
I'm actually crying here.
You can say things to him if you want, Rachel. You can tell him to stop. I mean, it's up to you.
I started the day today with a glass of Pimm's and a Kir Royale.
Rachel, you're obviously a busy lady. You've got a new cooking course in Ballymaloe. Is it a 5-week course people can do?
Yes, it is. It's on for the whole month of August. It's starting 30th of July, right up until 31st of August. And so it's a 5-week course. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's going to be really good. So we're getting ready for that. I'm here right now at the moment outside the kitchen. We've got an intensive introductory course on this week, so that's good and busy. But the 5-week course will be really good because a lot of people who don't have time to do, say, the 12-week course would be able to perhaps put aside five weeks if they really want to learn how to cook well.
I was going to say, and is it like a full-time thing where you go and you stay for 5 weeks? Wow, that's
exactly
amazing.
It's really quite full-time, full-on, quite intensive. But that's good.
You get a result at the end, I would imagine.
Exactly, exactly.
And what about seeing you back on the TV? Is that going to happen?
Yes, I'm actually filming in Italy in September and October. And for a new series that I'm filming for the Good Food Channel. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be traveling around. So I'll go over and back quite a bit, but traveling around Italy, Sicily. And I'm really excited about that, actually. September might be nice weather.
I'm so excited about that. I can't wait. It's going to be down in the Carnuccio Valley.
Oh, right.
Carnuccio Valley.
What? Because you forage around there, Rachel, don't you?
I do.
What do you usually get?
Truffle mushrooms and durum wheat.
Oh, durum wheat.
For the pasta.
Right.
For the pesto pasta. And the Mexicano range.
Of course.
As O'Brien.
Yes, sandwich. Italiano Mexicano. That's what I call it.
Rachel's, thank you both very much. We look forward to the porridge making championships in Cullahill and County Leash this weekend.
Yes.
Cullahill.ie for all the details. And is it Ballymaloe.ie for the course?
Yes.
It's actually cooking is fun.
Cooking is fun.
Sorry, I forgot. Cooking is fun.
Rachel, have a lovely day.
I just opened myself up there. Just right. Cooking is fun.
Come here, have a brilliant day. Thanks so much and best of luck with everything.
I'm just going to wipe up my mascara now. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
There you go. The brilliant Rachel Allen there. One of the judges of the Irish Porridge Making Championships in Cullahill, County Leash this weekend.
More Pimm's, anyone? Come on! Where's Suki the dog gone? Suki! Oh, she's after getting in at the pesto! For God's sake, I'll murder that dog!
It's our homegrown hero today, Femme Smart McCabe.